Hey guys, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about lessons we learned in 2024.
Okay, so I'm going to start us off with a little bit of self-worth. In friendships and also in guys, I feel like we've been talking about friendship a lot, which is good, but also I feel like we've been shying away from the guy topic because that can get a little controversial. But
we're here to be
honest. I'm going to be real with you. So, a little backstory about me, not too much, is last year I was definitely involved with, like, a few people. A few more than I would like, personally. And I feel like that stemmed from, like, wanting to, like, know different people, but also, like, unsure of what I wanted in someone. And for reference...
We were experimenting.
Yeah, no, for sure. For reference, I have a boyfriend now, so it worked out fine. But I just, like, feel like, especially in high school, a lot of girls look for, like, their self-worth in other people, and, like, especially in guys, but it can also definitely be in friendship. Yeah. And, like, also, I feel like part of it is, like, wanting, like, that high school, like, romance, like, wanting to, like, I don't know, like, love someone.
Should I not be wanting that?
No, which is, that's what I want. Perfect. I feel like that's better. But, like, I think you can agree on this. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, do focus on that. Girls.
Like, when they're experimenting?
Yeah, or just in general. I feel like a lot of my friends, which is not a bad thing, like, say sometimes, like, oh, I just want a boyfriend. Which is valid. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, for sure. But then, like... sometimes it goes to the point where, like, I was at the point where I was just, like, I want, like, to, like, want someone, too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it well.
No, I think I know what you're saying. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But are you trying to say that, like, oh, like, you're telling yourself, oh, yeah, like, I just want a boyfriend, so I'm gonna go do this and this and this. But I want to actively want a person and not just want...
in moments.
To have.
Yeah, and I wanted, like, it would be in certain moments where, like, I would, like... see two people in, like, school or something, or, like, in a movie, but it wasn't all the time, and, like, I wanted to, like, actually want someone, and I feel wanting. Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was so caught up in my head last year, kind of searching, when really I should have just been, like, working on myself, and I feel like in the end, I just, like, hurt myself and hurt other people, because while I was experimenting, the other person was also experimenting. And then, like, if I felt like it didn't work out, which obviously it didn't, because, like, it ended me here, but, like, with other people, it didn't work out. And, like, maybe they thought it worked out for them and not for me. You know what I mean? And,
like, so what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that two things. One, I would definitely experiment within reason. I did a lot of experimenting. Like I said, more than I wanted. And I think that if I were to ever have to experiment again, that I would definitely, like, be sure of myself. I think a lot of times I was...
don't do things recklessly?
Yes. Because I also in the way that, like, don't be a people pleaser, because a lot of the time, not a lot, but sometimes I felt like I was only, like, getting myself involved with someone because, like, they liked me first. And then I wanted to like them so badly that, like,
you lied to yourself.
Yeah, I lied to myself. And I also was like, I'm not going to say no and, like, not give them a chance.
I think most people can relate to that.
Yeah, I hope. And it's not like... and honestly, in the end, it makes me look like such a bad person because, like, I never started off with that strong feeling as much. Or maybe I convinced myself I did. And then, like, in the end, if I were to end it, it's like... I look like I was using them for something, which I don't know what I would use people for in high school, but, like, let's say, like, I don't know. Like, I just looked like the bad person in the end when I really would just, like, was ending things because I didn't want to, like, keep something going that I knew wasn't for me.
Yeah. Like, I think if there's someone that wants to get involved with you, I don't think there's any harm in pursuing that.
No,
like, you have to test the waters.
No, but, like, in the beginning of when I was experimenting,
well, I'm saying, like, back for
yes
like, you shouldn't
in
feel
the
bad.
Beginning I was like, I don't think there was really a problem, but then it kind of got to a point where it was like, I should really, like, be sure that, like, this is someone I want to, like, spend time with and get close with, because it just hurts. I just still to this day, like, do feel, like, bad for, like, hurting people, even, like, though, like, I didn't actually, like, I don't think did anything necessarily wrong besides end it. But, like, I don't know.
Okay. Now, on the friendship side of that, now that we're getting older and more mature, or not even mature, it doesn't really matter, but now that we're older, I've realized in the past year that as long as I have a few friendships that I really value and I really put my effort into it, and, you know, these are the few people that I talk to more frequently and check in on the time, and they check in on me. I think that's more important than having, I mean, not more important, but personally, I'd prefer to have, like, 5 really strong friendships.
Like, quality over people, quantity.
Yeah, quality over quantity is what I'm trying to say. Like, I'd prefer that to having 20 friends that I couldn't ask for help if I needed it or ask for advice.
I think that it's also very exhausting to entertain, like, let's say 20 okay friendships, then, like, 4 or 5 mm-hmm. really good friendships, because I felt like if there was someone I didn't necessarily click with and I was trying so, so hard to, like, click with them and it just was not working, if they were either, like, letting me down or, like, we just didn't match well, mm-hmm. like, I feel like pretending like you do match well, kind of, like, in a fake way, too, like, even though your intentions are good and, like, you're trying to be nice and you keep mm-hmm. trying and trying, like, it's just so exhausting mm-hmm. and I feel like not worth the time and mm-hmm. energy when, like, you could have, like, the people that you really, really trust and love and, like, surround yourself with people that you know, like,
yeah.
are, like, gonna,
you should be giving be where you're also receiving yeah, from.
Definitely. And I also think that, like, in a sense of, like, kind of taking care of others and yourself, like I was saying earlier, it was about, like making sure, like, you know your worth, and, like, in friendships and relationships, kind of in anything, especially as we're getting older and, like, when we do go away to college, like, knowing that you're sure in yourself and you're not going to lose yourself to, like, be friends with other people, like, let's say your new friends at college, like, making sure that you know your values and stuff and not getting, like, not changing because, like, you want to be friends with a certain person is, like, really important, or, like, not, like, changing who you are to, like, date a certain person
in, like, college.
Yeah.
No, one thing I feel like everyone always finds their people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I will.
I have a fear of not,
but
though.
I'm scared. Like, how does everyone end up with their roommate that...
I don't know.
And not everyone does. Sometimes you're not friends with your roommate.
I feel like
my brother wasn't friends with his roommate.
Like, but my brother was friends with him, and they're still friendly, but they're not best friends.
I don't even know my brother's roommate's name for freshman year. But I'm just afraid. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess, like, I know personally, like, I'm going to be very, like, social.
Me,
like,
too.
Like, I'm going to go do things. Not everyone does, so I think it'll be fine. But sometimes I worry, like, what if the people on my floor and my, like, I don't know, sometimes they're sweets or
whatever it is.
What if they're not my kind of people?
I'm actually asking. I fear that on, like, a very often basis. Like, I actually do, because I don't understand how it works. Like,
do you find them on Instagram?
Like, yes, Facebook? But at the same time, like, how much can you find out about someone from Instagram? I know that, I guess, like, I could find, like, a roommate or something. I could find someone to room with that lives nearby, and, like, maybe my friends know, like, their friends, something like that. Camp friends, I guess, were helpful
because,
like, they're maybe one of their
friends.
We're,
like, locked in.
Yeah, I know. But, like, at the same time, like, I still fear, like, what if I, like, make a wrong judgment and I'm like, oh wow, I'm gonna really like them, and then we just room, or, like, I get into a friend group and then, like, end up not liking them. What if I make a whole friend group at college and then I'm like, wait, I don't really, like, mess with this, like, you're not my people, and then I leave the whole friend group and, like, start over, like I feel like that's terrible.
But we're here to tell you it's gonna be okay. You'll always get your, everything's always gonna work out. That's actually, okay,
you can always transfer, you're never stuck, you're never stuck in anything. You can, like, make yourself seem like you are, especially if you're in, like, a state of distress, like, this is never gonna end for me, like, I'm never gonna find friends. You can always make new friends, you can always transfer schools if it's not school for you, which I definitely know that, but
yeah,
if you do fear that, you're not alone.
Okay, so that's I think that should be a segue into another big life lesson. Everything happens for a reason, and everything will work out
in the end. And I really believe in that.
I believe that.
Very much.
Because a lot of the time, like, I'll freak out over a test, or just anything doesn't go my way. I'm like, shoot, like, that needed to happen in order for me to like, live my life.
Because I live in steps, too, a lot of the times. Like, I, like, live in little segments of, like, this has to get done first before I can do this. Like, do you know what I mean? If, like, the first step doesn't work out, like, I do, like, tend to, like, really freak out. Mm-hmm. Which is bad, and I should work on it. I'm going to work on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. But I really think everything will always work out. Like, you're going to be where you're meant to be. You're going, like, to find your people. You're going to be happy.
Yeah, because honestly, like, I know my brother, like, in the beginning of, like, the college process, had a hard time with schools. Like, he either got accepted to schools he didn't want or didn't get accepted into schools that he really did want. And he goes to Indiana and loves it. Like, would not trade it for anything, is having the best time. And, like, in the moment when he wasn't getting the schools he wanted, he, like, thought, like, he wasn't gonna, yeah, and he literally is having the best time. And I am definitely going to, like, look into Indiana too, because, like, he makes it look like it's so much fun, and I know it's so much fun. But, like, I would have never even thought of really applying to Indiana if I didn't, like, if he didn't go there, and he did go into, like, another school that he wanted to get into. It's just, like, little things like that, even, like, not big choices, like, little choices, like, that I make, or, like, you can make, that, like, change kind of everything, but, like, for the better. And, like, everything happens for a reason. The next thing I think I learned from last year was being judgmental is, like, going to get you nowhere. I especially, coming into 2025, made it a New Year's resolution to just be, like, kinder, not even, like, to people, obviously, but, like, just, like, starting within myself and, like, thinking, like, if I had a bad thought about someone for no reason, like, oh, I don't like their outfit today, I've started to get upset with myself, because I'm like, why do you care? Like, it, like, you should not care. And, like, that's also just not nice, like, you know what I mean? Like, just because someone's wearing something that you don't necessarily like, or you would never wear on yourself, like, they're probably pulling it off, or, like, even if, like, whatever, like, honestly, it's their life that you really shouldn't be meddling with if they don't like, if it's, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. I've actually been thinking the same thing, or I've been thinking it, like, why? Or if someone says something, or I hear people laughing about someone, like, sure, like,
yeah,
it's fun to laugh with your friends, and sometimes it just happens.
And I'm not saying that I don't ever do that. I feel like everyone does that, but I've been trying to really not.
Or, like, I'll realize, like, in a moment of hearing something or being in the middle of something, like, why are we saying this?
Yeah.
Why is anyone saying this?
Yeah.
We don't say really mean things.
No, that's what we're saying. I'm not, like, saying, like, I'm in this situation, like, all the time.
It's like, oh, like, what is she wearing? Like, I don't actually care what she's wearing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't care what this person is wearing. Like,
it doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm saying. And I've gotten to the point where, like, in my head, I'll get annoyed if I think something like that, because I'm just like, stop. Like, that is just so unnecessary and not something that you need to be thinking about. And, like, I should be worrying about myself. So, definitely just being less judgmental, because once you get into the habit of, like, correcting yourself or, like, staying away from that kind of talk, I feel like you'll be happier with yourself.
I think, and, I've, like, already gotten to that point.
I, like, definitely...
This is really a lesson that I did learn.
Yeah, definitely. Last year, definitely. Because I just don't think it's necessary. And, like, I'm obviously not there yet, like, 100%. Like, I'll make some comments sometimes. But I'm definitely trying. Also, like, I have, like, a little bit of, like, anger issues. So, like, I'm definitely going to say things out of anger and then, like, wish I didn't say it. But
not even anger. Was something random?
Annoyance. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, my emotions get the best of me.
I get that.
I'm trying.
Okay, full circle connection that we just made is that, and the mixes between having friendships that you value and then, like, finding your people in college, except this isn't really about college, but the mix between those two. And what we want to do is talk about things that are more personal and, like, give you actual stories or experiences. So I'm going to talk about my, like, summer experiences, but specifically this one. But the point of this is that finding friendships that you value and people that you value and make yourself better. Because I always think you have to surround yourself, or I've learned, you have to surround yourself with people that make you better, make you want to be better. Like, you don't want to surround yourself with people that, like, sit on their couch all day and do nothing. Mm-hmm. Or
have, like, a bad attitude, bad mindset. Yeah.
Okay, that's a whole other thing I could talk about. But specifically for me, like, of course, like, my friends in Glen Rock and everything, but this is more unique because I don't see them for that often in the year. So, as people know, we both went to sleepaway camp, but my friends from camp or from that I met this summer, like, they make me realize that I want to be the best, or I become the best version of myself around them. Mm-hmm. And I do it at home too. Mm-hmm. But of course, like, when it's summer and, you know, you don't have school, that's a different version of yourself, I think.
So it's also just different people, like, different personalities. Yeah,
it's
different people.
It's, like, fresh.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to be the better version of myself.
Yeah. Because
just habits, like, getting up to, like, go on a walk or, like, that's exactly it.
Because it's those people that you spent weeks with without your phone, and, like, you all collectively were willing to, like, give up your phone for a few weeks to, like, have that, like, mm-hmm. summer experience. And even though we don't go to camp anymore, like, it's, like, those same people still. Like, it's, yeah. like, the people that you have experienced, like, completely different experience with mm-hmm. anyone else. Because, like, you didn't have your phone and you were kind of just, like, dropped off in, like, a random state yeah. in, like, a random camp. And, like, I feel like that's, like, a different kind of connection mm-hmm. that, like, and, like, I know it's so, like, kind of cringy to say, but, like, you know how they're, like, camp friends last, like, a lifetime? Like, I actually think that's true because, like,
10 for 2.
All right, like, no. Like, I have to agree at least a little. Like, am I friends with every single person from my camp? Definitely not. But
you know, it goes back to the college. Like, you're always going to find your people. Like,
yeah, and I was thinking, when you were talking that, like, yeah. I was dropped off. Not dropped off. Like, my parents didn't just, like, send me away. But, like, I went to the most random camp. And, like, I still...
Chinquica.
Yeah, Matoka.
No, I was honestly, how is this allowed? I was a 10-year-old. Yeah. And people go when they're like 7 or 8.
I found my camp.
Sent on an 8-hour bus.
I found my camp.
No one I knew. Why? What?
Like, I, like, saw a bumper sticker. This is so true. I found a bumper sticker, or saw a bumper sticker, like, one day in my car, and I was like 8 or 9. And I was like, what's that? Like, whatever. I looked it up on my little, like, phone, and I was like, what? Oh, mom. So my mom, and she was like, what is this? Like, I don't know what this is. She knew one girl that went there, and she left because she hated it or something. My mom was like, not for it, but somehow, some way, ended up there. So random, like, whatever. And I still found, like, my people. No, and, like, it's so random.
I found people that are exactly... not exactly like me, but...
have similar interests.
Yeah.
But are from completely different places.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. One of my friends from Ridgewood,
really
so, like...
It really does amaze me. Like, how did I get so lucky to...
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone that has their camp friends, like, they find their people. I'm having, like, a revelation right now. what was the original point?
You were saying that you, like, surround yourself with...
Oh, yeah, just in general. Like,
yeah.
Surround yourself with the people that... you want to be, not even be more like, but people that want to work to be better too. Like, people yeah. that want to have
and
good
will
habits.
Work with you.
Like,
and that have seen like yeah. different sides of you, because like, mm-hmm. like every side, because at the same time, it's great to be happy with your friends all the time. But there are also times where you have to feel able to feel vulnerable, and like they see that side of you and still love you for that anyways, or like see sides of you, like maybe when you're not at your best, and like will still like be with you anyways. Not like at your best, like being unmotivated, never wanting to get up, but like at your best where like maybe like I don't know, like you're upset about something.
You mean worst? You mean I'm worst?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Oops. But like
I was confused.
But like will grow with you and want to work with you.
Yeah, and people then, that want to grow.
Yeah. And then last thing that I think I want to talk about quickly is confidence. And oh, yeah. I also feel like that also ties with the people you surround yourself, because if you're surrounding yourself with kind people, and people that have like goals and values, mm-hmm. That will definitely help your confidence, because who wants like to be around people that are mean to you? Like, why would you put yourself with like a group of people that treat each other horribly? Cause like, obviously that's going to make you less confident. But like, if you're around your friends, you compliment each other, that like, I feel like some people feel awkward complimenting people, which I don't, but like I do know people that do. And like I feel like if you're in like a relationship where you're allowing like to compliment someone, obviously not over the top, like making yourself feel better and stuff, like every single day, every single minute, but like a healthy in between, like complimenting someone where you think compliments are due, like, you know what I mean? And I feel like surrounding yourself with, like, those kind of people will make you more confident in yourself. At least I think so.
No, I agree. This is not the same type of, like, heartwarming, like, advice. But one thing I've learned for myself personally is that this is like, different. But
no, it's still about confidence. That's different.
I realized, like, when I'm not confident, it's the days where I'm, like, walking to school and I, like, say to the first thing I say, like, my friend. Not the first thing, but I'll be like, oh, my hair's, like, greasy today. Like, it's gonna be such a bad day. Well, that's not what I would say. That wouldn't be the reason I might have a bad day. But so my biggest, not my biggest takeaway of the year like, for having confidence, I think it's really important just to take that extra step, like, at night. Like, if you're more confident when your hair is done, look at your hair.
That's what I'm doing tonight. If you're more confident. I was just thinking that while I was driving here. I was like, I think I'm going to do my hair tonight. Because, like, it makes my day better.
Like, I'll get up, like, feeling better about myself if I...
Sorry, I'm turning the way car.
Oh, my God. like, whatever it is. Like, I don't wear makeup to school.
Yeah,
but, like,
me either.
If you need to wear mascara to school...
Do it.
Just wear it. I think people need to stop.
Like,
it's not about them... If you wear makeup to school, like, I feel like people judge. I don't think anyone should wear full face makeup or like foundation. Like, don't be.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying like Met Gala 2025.
Like, do whatever. Do what you need to do to feel your best.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I honestly don't wear makeup just because I don't have the time or the energy.
Like,
I'm not good at it.
I like to take care of my skin.
Yeah, same. That's the thing.
That's actually the biggest
reason. Whenever I put makeup on my skin, I just know that I'm hurting myself by doing that. And whatever I'm putting on to cover it up, I'm gonna have more things to cover up. So it's just gonna, like,
also,
cause me issues.
I don't think makeup sits well on my face.
I'm just not good at it, so I'm not gonna try. My other last thing, I think, I don't really know, maybe we'll spark some conversation. is also, don't focus on things that you can't change. I feel like for the longest time, especially I was kind of insecure in middle school more than high school, but I would focus on things about myself that, like, I literally can do nothing about. Like, for me, one of my biggest insecurities is my teeth, just because, like, I'm a junior with braces. But, like, at the same time, I know they're coming off soon, and, like, obviously, if I could change something about it, I would, but I can't. So, like, I just can't spend time, like, tearing myself apart over it if, like, there's nothing I can do. And I feel like everyone has, like, their biggest insecurity. And, like, maybe sometimes you can change it, but I feel like a lot of times you can't. So, like, it's not worth, like...
It's not worth your
destroying
time.
Destroying yourself over, like, also just, like, accept who you are. So, yeah.
Love that.
I feel like that's a good way to end off...
I agree.
...this topic. So,
yeah, next week we'll have another special guest. We haven't chosen who yet.
Too many applicants.
Too many people. Very high demand.
Yeah.
So, look forward to that, and we'll look forward to recording it.
Yay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.